Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Three Things You Never Knew About Psalm 137, written by Jean E. Jones, read by Laura Hopkins. Psalm chapter 137, verse 9 shocks. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. Whoa! But before you skip over this verse, let's look at three things most people don't know about it. Things which help us make sense of the words and explain the psalmist's motives for writing it. First, the psalmist writes from exile in what today is southern Iraq. The psalmist penned this poem while exiled in Babylonia, today's southern Iraq. He tells us he and the other captives wept when they remembered Zion. Why? Zion was the temple hill that included Jerusalem, the capital city of the Jewish nation Judah. The merciless Babylon had laid siege to Jerusalem long enough to cause widespread starvation. Finally, the Babylonian troops breached the city walls, looted treasures, and scorched buildings. They slaughtered the young, old, and infirm. Most they killed by sword, spear, and arrow. But small children? Well, small children they dashed to the ground. That's how ancient armies conducted war. It prevented the children from growing up to seek revenge, and it terrorized parents into submission. The Babylonians then shackled survivors and marched them into exile. The nations of Israel and Judah were gone, and the exiles wept bitterly. They wept over their homeland's destruction, the death of so many loved ones, and their captivity in a strange land. Some wept in disbelief, wondering why God had forsaken them. For many false prophets had assured them God would bring only peace, because he did not care how they lived, so long as they offered temple sacrifices. But the righteous knew the peace proclaimers were false prophets, and they wept in repentance. They knew God had proclaimed since the time of Moses that if his people abandoned him, he would drive them out of the land. Judah's fate was sealed when one of her kings filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, including that of his own sons, whom he burned as a sacrifice to the god Molech. Still, the message of doom came coupled with hope. The exile was necessary to give them a future and a hope, and he promised to restore them in 70 years. Now, as the exiles wept, their captors mocked them, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." The songs of Zion celebrated God's past deliverances, but there was no victory to celebrate here, only defeat to mourn. And so the poet wrote this psalm instead. He gave the exiles a song to both voice their grief and orient their hope. Second, Psalm chapter 137, verse 9, relies on eye for an eye justice. The Lord, through Moses, instituted an eye for an eye justice system where punishment matched the crime. Their laws prohibited avengers from punishing a wrongdoer beyond what he or she had done. If he intentionally wounded someone, he would receive an equal wound back. Ideally, such a system prevented feuds from escalating while providing justice. Psalm chapter 137, verse 8, speaks of Babylon being repaid by having precisely what she did to the Jews done back to her. Verse 9 names the crime, killing babes. To the exiles, such justice would show that God stands up for the oppressed and cares about righting wrongs. Third, Psalm chapter 137, verse 9, invokes prior prophecy. Psalm chapter 137, verses 8 through 9, does not ask God for Babylon's doom, but rather assumes it. Why? Because the true prophet said Babylon would exile the Jews for 70 years, after which God would send the Persians against Babylon, and the Jews would return home. The prophet Isaiah, in chapter 13, verse 16, said this would happen to Babylon. Their infants will be dashed in pieces before their eyes. The psalmist isn't making up a gruesome punishment. He demonstrates faith that what Isaiah and the other prophets foretold was going to happen. Babylon would fall, and the exiles would return to the land. Psalm chapter 137, verse 9, turned the exiles' hopes towards restoration.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.